But for today, we're balchoyev on raid from yesterday's stuff. That is the Rashi in Parshas Chayisara, the very beginning of Parshas Chayisara. It's Rashi, everybody knows. Vayiu Chayisara, Meya Shana, the Esrim Shana, the Sheva Shanim, Shnei Chayisara. So Sari Imenu passes away. How old was she? She was 127 years old. But the Pasuk doesn't just say that Sara was 127 years old. The Pasuk says, Vayiyu Chayisara Meya Shana, she was 100. The Esrim Shana plus 20. The Sheva Shana plus 7. You do the math. Shnei Chayisara, you know that Sara was 127 years old. And Rashi asked the obvious question. Why didn't the Pasuk just say that Sara was 127? Says Rashi, Lokach Nichtov Shana Bechol Klal Vaklal. The reason the Pasuk says it the way it says it is, Loi Melacha Shekolecha Nidrish La'atzmai. It's to teach me a drasha. Bas Kuf. When Sarah was 100 years old, she was kibas chof lechet. She was as if she was 20, as it relates to Avera. How so? Ma bas chof lechata. Just like when a girl turns 20, she hadn't done any Averas yet. Shari ain't a bas oinchen, because she's not a bas oinchen. Af bas kuf lechet. So too, when Sarah was 100, she hadn't done any Averas yet. U bas chof kibas ayin liyoifi. Additionally, when she was 20, she was like she was 7 liyoifi. The point is that the reason the pasuk was mentioned the way it was mentioned was Lidrosh. When she was 100, she was like someone that ordinarily is 20. And when she was 20, she was like someone that ordinarily is 7. Bas kuf ki bas chof. How so? Ma bas chof loy chata shari eina bas oinchin af bas kuf beloy chet. Just like someone, when they turn 20, they haven't done any averis yet. The reason they haven't done any averis yet is because they're not a bas oinchin. So too, when Sari Meina was 100, she was like when she was 20, because she hadn't done any averus yet. Pashup Shah, what Rashi is saying is that a person is not a bar oinchin or a bas oinchin until they turn 20 years old. Demesis, Rashi repeats this idea another time in his Pirush al HaTorah. It's in Parshas Korach. So the context over there is the end of the story of Korach, where everybody was killed. The Pasuk says, Vayeolu me'al mishkan korach dosim v'avirim misaviv v'dosim v'avirim yotzu nitzavim pesach aleim unasheim uvneim v'tapim, and then the earth opens up and everybody is completely consumed. Sok the Hilgar Rashi, boyu rei kama kosha machloikis. Take a look at how severe machloikis is. Shari bezin shalmata enoichin elai sheyovish de Cyrus. Bezin shalmata doesn't punish a person until the person brings two Cyrus, meaning you're a gadol, you're a gdaila. At that point, bezin shalmata punishes. Obu bezin shalmaila ad esrim shon. But bezin shalmaila doesn't punish a person once they become Barabbas Mitzvah. They wait until a person turns 20 years old. V'kan, and over here by that, that's Korach Avdu Af Yoinkei Shadayim. Even the little children, even the Yoinkei Shadayim, even they were killed. Again, Rashi says that there's this idea that Bezin Shalmaila doesn't punish a person until the person turns 20 years old. Meaning, Bezin Shalmata, we know, punishes once a person turns Bar Mitzvah. So if someone's Bar Mitzvah, he's Mechal Shabbos, Bemezid with Edman Asra, the halach is that this person is going to be Chayiv Misa. If someone is a Bar Mitzvah and he eats Nevela with Edman Asra, he's going to get Malkus. That's all Bezin Shalmata. But as it relates to Bezin Shalmaila, Rashi says it Beremiza in the beginning of Parashas Chayisara. Rashi says it very clearly in the middle of Parashas Korach. Bezin Shalmaila does not punish a person until the person turns 20 years old. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ben Esrim Lirdoif. That when a person turns 20, Lirdoif, that's when he starts to chase. So the question is, what does Ben Esrim Lirdoif mean? So the Rav, the Bar Tanura, brings two pshatim in Ben Esrim Lirdoif. The second pshat in Ben Esrim Lirdoif, Zok the Rav, Pirish Achar, Ben Esrim Lirdoif, Oysoi Min HaShamayim. They stop being right of him. Min Hashemayim ula hanisha yal ma'isav she'ein bezin shomayil manishin pochas mi ben esrim, because bezin shomayil doesn't punish a person until this person turns 20 years old. So there's this idea that bezin shomayil doesn't punish until a person turns 20. And the truth is that there's a makar to this and a gemara. This is a gemara that we've talked about many times. We're not going to go through the whole arichas of the gemara, but the gemara is in Shabbos Peites Amud Beis, and the gemara describes just a scene of La'asad Lavoi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging mankind. He wants to bring the Geula, but he realized that the Yidden are short on Schosim. Sevish is going to go to Avram Avinu, and he's going to try to get Avraham Avinu maybe to be Ma'orer Schusim. Avraham Avinu is not going to. Then he's going to go to Yaakov. It's also not going to work out. Finally, he's going to go to Yaakov. And the Gemara, he's finally going to go to Yitzchak. And the Gemara says Yitzchak's going to sit down Kaviyocha with the Eibishter, and he's going to start negotiating with the Eibishter. The Gemara says, Amalei the Yitzchak Panecha Chatu. The Eibishter is going to go to Yitzchak Lasav Lavoi, and he's going to say, you know, your sons were Chayte. Amalei the Fun of Ribbono Shalom Banai Veloy Banecha. You're telling me, Yitzchak, your sons. What, they're my sons and they're not yours? When Klai Yisrael were makdim nasav nishma, then you said, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, v'achshav, now that they sinned, they're b'nai v'loi b'necha, v'oid, says Yitzchak, kama chatu, how many averus could the Yidden have already done? So let's make a cheshbon. Kama shnois of shaladim. How long does a person live? Shivim shana, 70 years. Okay, dal esrin, knock out the first 20 years, the layanches alayu. Don't get punished for the first 20 years. Pashalu chamshin. So you're left with only 50. Okay, of the 50 years, dal chafe dileil vasa, 25 of those years, meaning it's half of his day, half his night. You know, 25 of the 50 years is night. What kind of averus could you do at night? Pashalu chafe. Right, once upon a time, the world stopped at night. So really what you're left with is you're left with only 25 hours. No, of the 25 years, dal tal tisriu palga detsluye. Half of that time, you're davening, umecha, you're eating with the Beis Akisei. And you're in the Beis Akisei. Senu poshalu tartisri upalga. You're already down to 12 and a half. So we started with 70, but we went from 70, we knocked out the first 20, yeah, 50. Of the 50, oh, the 25 years of nights, that's not negay. Of the 25 years of day, so 12 and a half, you're either davening or you're eating, you're in the Beis Akisei. So the Gansa Mais is 12 and a half years. He told him, if you want to take 12 and a half years, kem bashtein ebishter. Vimlav, and if not, palga alai. This is the classic Gemara. David says, Maskin and Klai Yisrael, they're going to be Mekalis, they're going to be Meshabeach Yitzchak Avinu. But you see in this Gemara that Yitzchak in his Cheshbon, when he did his back of the envelope arithmetic, took this number 70 and hacked it to sticker, the first thing he did was his 20 years we take off the top. Or really off the bottom. Why? Because the first 20 years don't count. Because Bezdin Shomayla doesn't punish until a person turns 20. So really, this idea that Rashi brings in the beginning of Parashas Chayisar, the Rashi says in Parashas Korach, that the Rabbi Artanur in his second shot in the Mishnah Benatzim, literally, it comes from an often in Gemara. It's in Gemara Mesach, the Shabbos, Daf Peites Amidbeis. Now the truth is, that if you think about this Gemara for a second, the Gemara is a Pella. I mean, this whole concept, this whole idea that Bezin Shemayel doesn't punish until a person turns 20. I mean, if you take it at face value, it's really very difficult to understand. Why? Because Bezin Shalmata punishes once a person turns Bar Mitzvah. So you're telling me that if Bezdin catches somebody doing an Avera, you're going to get punished. But in Shemayim, they're not going to punish you until you're 20 years old. Meaning, unless you're 20, you're not getting punished for doing an Avera. But Bezdin Shalmata, you get punished when you're 13. Abulamayla not. It's as if to say, you can do it, but don't get caught. Right? That's really what we're saying. Because if you get caught, Bezdin Shalmata is going to punish you. But Bezdin Shalmata, we're going to look away. You have a free pass. You have nothing to worry about. Because we don't start cheshbening your beloichet until you turn 20 years old. Does that make sense? Right? I won't tell if you don't tell. As long as this stays between us, we're good to go. How could that even be? It has no Havana in Seichel. That if Bezdin catches you, is with Edom and Asron, you're nailed. Literally. Mises Bezdin. However, in Shemayim, they're not going to look at anything that a person did until he's 20. So L'chaira, it's Muchach. It can't be that the pshat in this concept that already has a root in a Gemara, Shabbos Peites Amid Beis, is the Pshutai Shal Mikra. And if it's not the Pshutai Shal Mikra, then what really is it? And the truth is that there were several tshuvas that were written by Gedolei Yisrael on this topic, and the different Gedolei Yisrael, all in their own language, were bothered with this issue, and they all said, Upshah, just going to mention very, very, very quickly, three mahalchim from three Gedolei Yisrael. The first is, there's a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi was asked a kasha that we've talked about many times over the years. It's the Maral Mipragz kasha. The Maral asked the kasha that if Chazal say that a person doesn't become a bar unchin bebezdin shalmaila until he turns 20 years old, so why is it that someone that's 20 years old can bring a kar mechatas? When does a person bring a kar mechatas? He doesn't have a bishayi, that had he done the mezi, he would have been chayiv karis. Now, karis is an oynish bidei shamayim. if someone that is less than 20 is not subject to Einchei Shamayim, so freak them around me, Prague, are you talking that someone that's less than 20 could bring a Karma Chatas? And the Maral said it's Pashit, that once a person turns Bar Mitzvah, he's not a Katan anymore, now he could bring all the Karbanas. He could bring a Karma Chatas. Lo Shamanu V'lo Ra'inu, that you can't bring a Chatas until you're 20. So freak them around, but I don't understand. If the only time you bring a Chatas, if you do an Aver, that had you done Mameze, it would have been Chayiv Karas. Karas is the Einchei Shamayim. So if it's Einchei Shamayim, then Luchura freak the Maral, how is it possible that if someone doesn't have air from the age of 13 until 20, where Luchari is not a bar karis, that he would bring a carbon chattos? So this question of the Maral was sent to the Chacham Tzvi, and the Chacham Tzvi wrote a tshuva. In fact, the name of the tshuva is Yishuv Kushis Maral Miprag, and it's in Shail's tshuva, Chacham Tzvi Chelik Aleph, it's Shailo Mem Tes. So first, the Chacham Tzvi says a pashta teretz. He says that this, that it's mavur, that the only time you bring a carbon chatas is if you do an aver that had you done b'meizid, would have been chayiv karas. It doesn't mean that you yourself, the perpetrator, would have been chayiv karas had you done b'meizid. It's just a sinim ba'alma, what kind of aver a person would have to do in order to have to bring a carbon chatas. It has to be a zasort aver she's doing a karas. Punk, this person is not chayiv karas because this person is not 20 years old, and b'shamayim, we don't punish the person until he turns 20. I hear him, seder. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's a zasort aver for which a person would be chayiv karas, and that's enough in order for this person now, if he doesn't have a shaykh, to have to bring a karmen chattas. That's the poshit pshat, and that's the muskhul rishon that the Chacham Tzvi said regarding this question. But he said, the Maral obviously didn't see it that way. And the Maral was bothered. At the end of the day, he held that a person that's less than 20 years old is not a bar kares. If he's not a bar kares, he shouldn't be chayiv a chattas either. Now, said the Chacham Tzvi, how did the Maral know that someone that's not 20 is not a bar karis? Because Rashi in the beginning of Chayis Sara, Rashi in Parashat Kairach, the Rav Sekim Shat, the Gemara in Shabbos Peites Amid Beis, because see, Bezeh Shvat doesn't punish a person until he's 20. Zok Techam Tzvi, it's Pasha to me that Gemara should not be taken literally. It can't be that in Shemayim a person has a free pass for anything that he does from the ages of 13 until 20. So what does it mean? So Zok Techam Tzvi, I'm not sure, but he starts thinking out loud on his paper. Snez Techam Tzvi, maybe what it means is that sometimes, maybe that's what it means, sometimes you get a mulligan. Meaning, once a person turns 20, so that's it. This chayku mishpat, this din v'cheshbin, this is the way it works. Kacha ze olech. But until a person's 20, I'm old. Abisha says, I hear, you know, you're only 16 and a half. I'm going to look the other way. Right? You're a teenager. We understand. Sometimes we're going to be a little more considerate. But the point is that it's a sometimes. And he says that when Yitzchak Avinu was handling with the Eibishter in Shabbos Peites, that's really what Yitzchak Avinu is saying. He's saying that sometimes we look the other way, Eibishter. So no, you already have a precedent for such an Inyan. So look away. This would be a good opportunity to do that. But he says maybe that's what it means. Then Chacham Tzvi says, I have another suggestion. Maybe what it means is that the Eibishter is not going to punish a person before he turns 20. But once he turns 20, there's going to be a Gilgul Shfua, meaning he's going to be punished for everything that he did, even for things that he did before he was 20. Meaning, it's true that a person doesn't get punished before he's 20 for things that he did before he was 20. However, once he turns 20, at that point, he said it's Pashit that the person is going to be punished even for things that he did before he was 20. Another Mahalik says the Chacham Tzvi. So maybe the pshat is that this that Bezin Shomayim doesn't punish until a person's 20 means in this world. So in this world, there's no oinish for an Avera until the person turns 20. But in Shomayim, there'll be oinshim for Averas that a person does once he's 13 years old. But either way, said the Chacham Tzvi, whichever pshat you want to go with, it's pashit that there's an oinish for things that people do even before they're 20 years old. What does it mean, Bezin Shomayim? Maybe it means sometimes. Maybe it means we wait until he's 20, but then he can get punished even on this world. Or maybe it means only in Shomayim he's going to be punished, but Ba'ulam Azeh he's not going to be punished. But Yech Shia, whatever it is, it can't be literally. And that's the way he's Meyasha the Maral's Kasha. But again, the Chacham Tzvi said, for sure, it doesn't mean that you can take this Chazal too literally. That's the first tshuva. The second tshuva is a tshuva that was written by the Noida B'Yehuda. The Noida B'Yehuda, this is also one of the most famous tshuvas in Noida B'Yehuda. We've talked about this in different times. Every time there's another knetch that you take out. The case is there was a child that died. They buried the child, the Chever Kaddish, and they realized after they buried the child that they never gave the child a bris milah. The question was, should they take the child out of the kever, which is an Indian of Nivul Ameis, and should he give the child a bris milah? And they sent this question to the Noida Behuda. So Noida Behuda said that really at the core of this question is there cherdas adin for a katan or not? Meaning when a person passes away, he has to give din v'cheshbon, and it's very, very scary. It's very frightening. It's what's known as cherdas adin. We spend our whole lives preparing for that. And that's a very, very frightening moment. The question is, a katan. Katan was never chayv mitzvahs. So if a katan was never chayv mitzvahs, certainly a katan that's this young never could have done anything. So is there cherdas adin or is there not cherdas adin? This is the question that the Noida Behuda said is really at the crux. This is at the core of this shiloh. From there, the Noida Behuda goes in to talk about Gilgulim. So it's interesting because he starts talking about Kabbalah. But the bottom line is, this is at the core of the question, said the Noida Behuda. So Toich Dvarov, he discussed this idea that Bezen Shamayla doesn't punish a person until the person turns 20 years old, says the Noida Behuda. Uledaiti. Since it can't be, because if that would be the case, nimtza olam hefker v'ratzeach esrei'eyu k'shloyiyu sham edim v'yina v'yasa kol ha'tevus Hashem. Like we said earlier, basically you're going to tell a person, do it, just don't get caught, right? Just make sure there's no edim, because you're not going to be punished. So what then is the pshat? Says the Noida Behuda, l'dayti hakavana sheba olam hazeh in HaKadosh Baruch Hu oin shebechayiv k'odem esrim shana aval achar misa kol ma'isei adam kol yumei chayiv mishigil l'chlal das. He says one of the three pshatim that the Chacham Tzvi said that a vada person is going to be punished for things that he did before he was 20. It's just in this world he's not going to be punished. Where he's going to be punished is in the next world. But either way, the Noida Behuda, like the Chacham Tzvi said, you can't take this chazal literally. It's impossible. What does it mean? So good. Noida Behuda took the pshat that he liked of the three pshatim of the Chacham Tzvi, and this is the pshat that he suggested in this tshuva, which is in Yeridaya, Madura Tinyonasim, and Kuf Sam Nechdal. But either way, this is what he said. A third and final tshuva, just worth mentioning, and that is a tshuva from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And this is in Yerideya, it's tshuva Kuf Nun Hei. So the question over there was also very, very interesting. The question was, it was a person who was over one of the vestos. He was over a vest, and Bishas Tashmish, his wife had a hargasha, which meant that she became a nida. So it turned out this person was Ba al Ishtay nida. And he sent the shayla to the Chassam Sofer. He wanted to know what he should do. Midarkei atshuva. The question was, what should he do? Because it turns out that he was Ba al nida. Now, Toich Dvarev in the tshuva, he mentions to the Chassam Sofer that his wife is Racha Bishanim. She's young. V'lehigil abaschaf. She's younger than 20 years old. So the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva. And then at the end of the tshuva, he tells the shayla, you know, you mentioned to me that your wife is young. She's not even 20. I'm not sure why you mentioned that. I'm assuming the reason is because, you know, the Chazal say that a person who's less than 20 years old is not a bas oinchin. And as a result, some stomach you're trying to say that she doesn't have to worry. Because she's anyways not a bas oinchin. You have to worry, but she doesn't have to worry. So the Chassam Sofer says, if that's what you meant, I'm assuming, you're making a toast. Because even though it's true, Chazal say that someone that's not 20 is not a bar oinchin, but at the same time, it doesn't mean literally. So what does it mean? And the Chassam Sofer has his own patent. Says the Chassam Sofer, I think what it means is that there are certain things that are aser, but they're not mefurish in the Torah that they're aser. There are certain averos that throughout history were averos, but not psukim in the Torah, not things that are mamish mefurish. And it was those things, maybe, where you have this idea that someone that's not 20 is not going to. For example, what happened by the Adas Koirach? Adas Koirach, this was a Hirasha where they went and they challenged. Sari Imenu, Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Chayisara. Sari Imenu is handling. We're talking about the mitzvahs that she did. Sorry, it wasn't chayv mitzvahs. It was kain man tayra. So whenever you have a zasar situation where it's not a black and white thing, so maybe over there we can say that for someone that's less than 20, he's not going to be punished. But again, the Chassam Sofer, like the Noida Behuda, I like the Chacham Tzvi, kulam ki ishach b'lei vecha, they all said the same thing. They all said that this idea that you find that someone that's not 20 is not a bar oinchin, is not a bas oinchin, it's not pashup shot. Mikra is yoytzei midei pshutai. What does it mean? So maybe it means like the Chamtzi's first pshat. It means only sometimes. Maybe it means that that once the person turns 20, he will get punished for everything he did earlier. Maybe it means like the third pshat of the Chamtzi, which was the pshat that the Noida Behuda liked, that it's only b'olam hazeh that the person doesn't get punished. But Shemaim is going to get punished. Chassam Sofer said maybe it means only for certain types of things. Things are not dvar ma'am b'furash and b'tayra. But yeh, she yeh. To take it literally that now.